This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Chicks Talking Footy here at Victoria Park for the AFLW Pride game. We are tingling with pride excitement, but Fee, you and I are here with someone who I've just coined the Queen of Victoria Park.
The Mayor of the City of Yarra.
Claudia, welcome.
Thank you. Claudia, it's great to be here with you both.
Now, I'm not going to talk to you about bin collection.
Oh, lovely.
I live in the area.
Yes.
We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
No, what week is it?
I'm only kidding. Which bin is out this week? I can't. Anyway, no, it's amazing to have this Pride game at Vic Park, isn't it, at the heart of the city of Yarra. What do you think?
Oh, it's really awesome that we get to celebrate two big clubs in the city of Yarra, Richmond and Collingwood, and they're playing here and on a, such an amazing occasion being Pride Ground. I remember the first few years I went to, I had to travel all the way to Footscray to watch Bulldogs play in their Pride Ground, and atmosphere was always amazing, family friendly, always with my friends, having a great time, celebrating our pride and queer community, and to now have that in the city of Yarra, which is a very, an area that really, you know, prides ourselves on celebrating our rainbow community is a special occasion for all of us. So very excited to be here today with you both.
Yeah, we talked to the mayor of Maribyrnong over there. So
that's right.
Yes.
The queen of Witten Oval.
That's right. Now, we know in this local area, Claudia, you've got Rainbow Yarra, which was created as part of the area's LGBTIQA+ strategy in the Rainbow Advisory Committee. What's some of the work that happens here in this area in the Rainbow space?
Yep. No, there's a lot going on. And if I can maybe focus on the sports area, I think that might
be today's the day
relevant for that. So, look, we have an active Yarra Move strategy and an action plan where we run a lot of events for specific groups in the area. So we target women. There are special days at our leisure centre, so swim and gym for women, for those who are ageing, for those who are ability diverse. We have a community gym in our estates, a Collingwood estates, where you can see that right there. And we also have previously run a Pride night at our facilities specific for our community. We've got one coming up over the next year, so hopefully we can get some details out really soon, but that's about us creating a safe space where people can to really enjoy getting out there, being active, because we know that's so important for both your physical and mental health.
Yeah, wonderful. And also the Pride, the summer Pride street party happens now.
Oh, yeah. So we've been running two in a row, an amazing party that we had last year, and we've been announced to again host it in Feb next year. So very excited to host Smith Street Pride. And, can't wait.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, I'm a Fitzroy local and
amazing.
Love living in the area. I think it's something like 10% of the...
Yeah, look, I think we're saying 10%, but it's surely higher with the amount of people that we see out and about in the streets, yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. So, I mean, couldn't be more perfect that to have this game here
in that definitely.
Community. Now, Claudia, I mentioned to you before, I did a bit of Googling on you and I found...
Beck's an excellent stalker.
I don't have much out there, I don't think.
I'm a bit of a creep. But what I did find out was that you... were a footballer, did you need?
Yes.
And you were the secretary of the Melbourne Uni Women's Football Club,
yeah.
Who have been actually trailblazers in women's football
definitely.
And in Pride Games. We were down in Hamilton many years ago at the Pride Game there. But I guess given your background, how amazing is it to see the AFLW as a competition come from, you know, what Melbourne Uni was doing for all that time?
Yeah, look, it's amazing to see what AFL women have been able to do in the Pride space. I know... particularly when you look at the men's game, there's a long way to go. We don't really have any out players at the professional level, but in the women's game, it's such a family-friendly environment where so many of the players and the community are out, and it's amazing to see that. And Melbourne Uni are doing great work in that space. They've had Pride rounds for forever, and it's really amazing to see that grassroots movement to support our Pride community.
As a member of the LGBTIQ+ community yourself,
yep.
How does a day like this, you know, what does it mean to you personally to see ourselves, our lives, our relationships represented out on the field?
I think it's really important to feel that we're valued, respected, and to give our community a place where they can feel celebrated. Like, I think we all remember the yes vote not too long ago, and it was a very emotional, intense time, and there was a bit of sadness at times as well, given what was happening with the media and what we were hearing. But to see our community being celebrated now, and the football clubs are really getting onto it, and the crowds here are building. You can see some rainbow flags going on, and it's something that I think is really needed. And we're such a lovely and lucky area where we can continue to celebrate this. I'm sure there are many areas around Australia and even worldwide who can't do this. So for us to be able to do it here is really important, really special.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I remember during that plebiscite, you know, it was a really tough time.
Yeah.
And it was actually the football field where I found inclusion and safety. I know, Beck, I've told this story 100 times, but Erin Phillips, who retired this week, you know, kissing her wife at the Best and Fairest and having her twins on the field with the Premiership Cup. Also, my team, Hawthorn, you know, during that time all wore Hawks beanies with the Pride beanie. Mm. So it was actually the football field where I was like, actually, this is my safe space during a tough time. And I think that's what today represents, isn't it? This is a place that you can come be yourself. I love the fact that now there's drag queens at the footy.
Yeah, I did see,
you know,
yes.
There's all sorts of rainbow celebration going on, just things that you never would have dreamed of even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that have come back to the footy for the first time as a result of Pride Games, which is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Claudia, I'm going to ask you a really controversial question. Who do you support?
Look, I would say that when it comes to the women's game, I support everyone. No, I support women. I support women playing.
Politician answer,
I support women playing sports because it's amazing. But look, Melbourne Uni had a really long history with North Melbourne.
Yeah.
So for a very long time, I made sure I was keeping up to date with all of their games. But right now, seeing all of the women's teams doing so well makes me, really proud.
Mm.
That's a good answer. I'll allow it for today.
Yeah. off air, it's much more controversial. But, look, the City of Erin's built great community relationships with both these clubs, with Richmond and with Collingwood. How important is footy to the local community and the work being done in the local community?
Yeah, no, it's really important. So we've seen young kids in particular and women really take up sports in the area, and it's such an amazing movement to watch. We saw the World Cup recently. Mm. Matilda's doing so well. Love them. And seeing kids out and about being celebrated and having a great time out there on our fields is a problem that we have because we're running out of fields and scheduling everyone is always really tricky, but it's still really important that we're getting people out and about, and it's been an amazing, ride.
You can even see some investment in this park, Victoria Park as well, making it a better ground.
Yes.
But some of the local work that does get done, I remember doing some work in the local commission flats in Richmond, you know, as an example, would come in and hang out with the kids for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Yep. Even Collingwood
have
come to
too.
My school,
yes.
my son's school at Fitzroy Primary. So that work that really connects to the local community, I think is really important too.
Definitely. It's so important because, like, I think there's a social aspect to some of these big clubs where they need to give back to the community, and it's really good to see that they're doing that, and it's important.
And is there a Collingwood flag flying above the town halls after the Premiership win?
There was, we really celebrate all of our community when it comes to flying flags on our town hall. So we did have the Collingwood flag and banner up there when they won, and similarly we celebrate all of the Pride flags in Yarra. I think we're like the first council in Australia to fly all the flags. So we've got the intersex flag coming up on the 8th of November next week. So there's always a flag up on our poles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the old saying goes.
You can run that
there's
flag
a lot,
up
there's,
my pole.
There's actually a What's lot of flags up there.
Yeah. But yeah, visibility is a really important part of that safety message. And I know that's part of the Rainbow Yarra strategy as well, is having some of that visibility. So what's next? What's the next part of the strategy?
There is a heritage study that we're doing, which is looking at heritage landmarks relevant to the LGBTI plus community. And we've received quite a few hundred submissions from the community on that to see, you know, which landmarks and which shops and businesses and areas are important to safeguard and remember and document. So that work's underway at the moment. We've received all the submissions. We're going through that to see what the next steps are. So hopefully we'll have some information out relatively soon, but it's ongoing work that we're doing. We've got the Pride, Street Pride Festival happening in Feb next year. So that's not too long away, and that's going to be an amazing event for us. So there's always a bit going on with our, Pride and queer community.
And I think the first ever out gay mayor was the mayor of Fitzroy.
Yes, I think so.
There's a statue outside the Fitzroy Town Hall. There you go.
Yep.
There's some fun facts for you.
There is a fun fact. I love a fun fact. Yep.
I think he unfortunately passed away this year.
Really?
I think so, yeah. But yes, there's been a lot of amazing gay people throughout Yarra's history, so great to be part of it.
Claudia, what are you most looking forward to today? What do you think is going to be the highlight?
And who's going to win?
Hopefully a great game. Like, a tight game is always important. And just so we can celebrate both teams and the broader community, that would be a lot of fun for us.
Do you have any formal jobs today as the mayor, or you can just relax?
No, I might pop in to say hi to the club and enjoy the day. It's an amazing day. Sun's out. Looks good.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win by how much?
I don't know. I don't want to say.
Again, politicians.
No,
you
totally
know?
Diplomatic.
It'll be a draw. You can say a draw.
Triana's predicted a draw.
That's the right. I'll go for a draw. Yeah.
Mayor's predicted a draw.
That's right.
Yeah, well, they're both teams with the city of Yarra, so I can't really pick a favourite.
You can't show your bias.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being part of the Chicks Talking Footy Pride Game broadcast. It's been an honour to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you enjoy the game, and also, you know, the best team win, or both team wins. Both team loses, both team wins.
That's right. That's what we call a draw.
Yes, exactly. Go with men's sports.
Exactly.
Cheers to women's sport.
Thanks so much, Claudia.
Thanks so much, Claudia. Now,
thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.